Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Am I loud enough? I am, okay. Are you ready for big things? Eh? Are you really, really ready for big things? You know, the times in which we are living, God doesn't have time to take you through processes and processes and processes. He just wants to give you a big dream, which is much bigger than you, and you pursue it without wasting his time. Praise the Lord. And now, all you have to do is actually just believe it. Amen? Now me, because I have been this echo, because I have been, of course we've been learning these things for a long time, then the Lord waits for you, then you take 5 years, 10 years, then he waits for you. We don't have that time. Praise the Lord. I remember a time when the Lord, one day I told you this, I had just gotten married, and I think he wanted to give me a birthday present. So, I was staying in Bugolobi Flats. I was renting Bugolobi Flats. There are so many flats now, but you know what I mean when I say Bugolobi Flats. Those ones which look like what? But that was a bit high end that those days. Eh? So I wasn't a joking subject. But now, after that, the person who owned my flat, as soon as I finished wedding, and you know, when you've been wedding in, after the wedding, you've exhausted all your resources to please a babe. You understand? She thinks that people are going to be talking about her wedding 10 years later, and they'll even have forgotten it the next day. But anyway, you've exhausted all your resources. But then now somebody comes and tells me, actually the lady who was my landlady, you know how it was, they used to pay about 250,000 to National Housing, and then they would rent it out at 500,000, so it wasn't like a big deal. But anyway, she comes and tells me her husband was transferred to South Africa, he used to work for Stanbic, and she was going to follow him there. So she also used to work with Stanbic, but he was at a much higher managerial level. So she says that she's following him there, so she has no time for the flat. So she told me, give me 7 million, 7 million. And I register you there as now the owner, so that you start paying National Housing. You know, they used to call it goodwill. Eh? Now, I honestly, in my mind, thought 7 million was a big thing. And actually, I could have gotten it if I wanted to. But God wanted me to just want it. Amen? But I did not want it. So I just said, goodwill, what is goodwill? I somehow rubbished the whole thing off. Now, immediately after that lady found somebody else to give her that money, actually, she got more money from somebody else. She was just doing that for me because she was born again and you know those things. So we'd sit there and talk scripture. So she said, you just give me 7 million. Actually, that was a very, very good deal. So anyhow, she left and went to South Africa. Then my landlord became somebody else because I couldn't pay the 7 million. And immediately after she left, National Housing decided that they were selling the flat. And then they said, at the rate that people were paying there, over 250 or something like that, they would own the flat in 7 years. My rent was 500,000. So even if I had continued paying my rent, I would have owned the flat in what? 3.5 years. But here is the funny thing. Then about the same time, Indians discovered the flat. When I was getting bored of them, Indians discovered them. And they were paying as much as 1.5 million for those, those boxes. You know, now they are the ones who are full there. So can you imagine I could have owned that flat in less than a year and a half. And it would have been a miracle. And it was supposed to be a miracle. But I could not think beyond, man, I've just been in a wedding. Now I don't have money. I could have gotten the money if I wanted it. Then, guess what? God also decided, again, that, okay, you missed the other one. There is another. So a friend of mine came and showed me a good share of a house somewhere in a fairly good neighborhood there on Entebbe Road. And they told me this one, just 35 million. The owner wants it. Now, the truth is, if I had pulled my resources together with faith, I could have gotten that money. But I didn't want to struggle. So I said, ah. So I could not bring myself up there. But actually, 35 million was a very, very, very good deal. So I missed out on that one also. Praise the Lord. Now, then God says, no, no, no. Now that you've learned, I'm saying this for some of you to understand that now he doesn't have that time. He will come and give you a big vision, like you're going to be the leader of your country. And now I cannot go through that process again. Now I know. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about somebody. That's just a figure of speech. Now he comes and tells you something, and now he has no time to waste. Because you have to conceptualize, you have to believe it, you have to accept it, and get out of your small time thinking. Because now we are living in the end of days. Now, some people have to, there's a lot that is happening which is preparing us for such a great, great period. Because now, where we've been, somehow when I stand here, the voice seems better. Now, where we've been, there was a system which was created where, regardless of what we did, we are always going to be down, first as a nation and as peoples. You know that. But now God is dismantling the system, and some of you have been listening to the news, so you actually are angry with the person who is the instrument of God to dismantle that system. Because people have built a system for so many years, built it, and in that system, countries like ours are supposed to be in debt, permanently in debt. All our resources are supposed to be taken by some people, and you're supposed to be poor. That's how it is. Just accept it. But then God says, no, he's in control, okay? And then he says, I have something different, and my plan will stand. So, and that system actually is the Antichrist system. They might call it New World Order and what, but it's actually the Antichrist system. It's actually the Assyrian. The Assyrian. Okay, the Assyrian system, because the scripture refers to the Antichrist as the Assyrian. So it's actually the Assyrian system, which is put there, and it is supposed to keep everybody at bay. And now, when I would look, I would say, how is this thing ever going to get dismantled? How is this ever going to get dismantled? And who is going to dismantle it? Then some years ago, the Lord started actually showing me that there is only one country which has not, two countries actually, which have not completely entered that system. One of them is not capable of too much. The other one is capable of a lot. But then that country, because I was listening to the news, their leader is a dictator. You understand? He might even be the Antichrist. Because you are listening to America prophecy teachers. He's even, now, I remember some time ago I was listening to that, remember that prophet, the other one with what? And he said in the 1980s, the Lord started revealing to him about the fall of the Berlin Wall and how Russia is going to open up for to be evangelized. And how it is going to be, you know, so many people are going to come there. And he told them that they are going to raise, he told them you are going to raise money, and every dollar you raise will equal to a soul that comes into the kingdom. So they sat and raised $1.4 million. And actually, the crusades that happened, people got saved, and they're actually about that amount. And then he said, now that is just a, like a building, a block for something that will come from there, where 1 billion people will get born again, and it will be God's end time. That country will be God's end time instrument. Now, at that time, he says, there were so many people saying, you know, hurry up and evangelize Russia. Russia is going to close up. The Iron Curtain might come back anytime. They are trying to reinstitute their empire. So this man says one day, you can go and find the story, it's there. This man says one day he goes and the Lord comes with him. And then, but now with the Lord was a huge, huge angel whom he said the authority of that angel was, it's clear he was an archangel. Because he said that I've seen Gabriel 3 times, I've seen Michael once, and this guy was at that level of authority. So this guy comes and stands, but he was dressed in red, complete red, like fire, like blood. And then he said, he's the archangel over Russia. Then now, this guy started talking to him. And by the way, in the interview, he looks exactly like that. He was a very, okay, interesting guy. Anyhow, so now he starts talking to him. And he says, but they are saying that, but Russia is about to close up, because he had heard that from other, Russia is about to close up. Then the angel tells him, you're a liar. Then he tells him that Russia suffered there 70 years under communism, and when they opened up, they are never going to close again. And he said he was the archangel over Russia, and he was going to build God's army from there. And he says they are not closing up. And then he told him something interesting. He told him, actually, America is the one which is going to close up. Now, when he gave that prophecy that time, you know, America, the way they believe God resides there and just visits other places. Eh? So they, what? America? The home of the gospel? We have said what? But now they are closing up, aren't they? And they're actually closing up. And he said, the angel told him, actually, America is closing up. Russia is never going to close up. And then he also said some things about some of the things we are saying here. I mean, that we are seeing today. And now I realize that something interesting is happening in the world. Eh? Because there was never a time. In 2019, NATO, which is like the European Western civilization, like military, whatever they are. But then they were celebrating 70 years. And I remember seeing that in the news and say 70 years of NATO. And I said they are about to collapse now. Because kingdoms last 70 years. Communism lasted exactly 70 years from 1919 to 1989. Now also them, their time has come. They are going to collapse. I might even have said it here. They are 70 years. And that's how it is. 70 years of Babylon in the Bible. 70 years. And that's how it has been. There are actually others which came. And after 70 years, something starts happening. Then, that's when all the issues between America and NATO started. You remember the Trump issues? Then NATO saying, now we are building our own army. We can no longer trust the Americans to protect us, and so on and so forth. But actually, in actual sense, the first Secretary General of NATO was installed in 1952. Now, that's actually when the agreement was 1949, but the first Secretary General was 1952. So, as a force, a real force, the 70 years is this year. And people do not understand that was a system that was not political. It is not just military. It is a spiritual empire. And it was the empire of the Antichrist. Okay? But now, America is not supposed to be in that mix. It's supposed to be a European thing. So something had to come to, first of all, separate America. So now when I'm looking at how the whole Ukraine scenario is unfolding, and the real war, not the one which you are being told, the real war is actually financial. Everything is financial. So you've heard it before that there's things which I never thought were ever possible. For instance, everybody knows that the world's reserve currency is what? Eh? That has never come under threat until now. And it's that man there whom they call a dictator who is bringing it under threat. And it's going to be for the benefit of all of us, because that system, you could never be anything. You were meant to be servants, and that's how it would be. So God had to dismantle it. Now, the real wars, you remember, first of all, started in 2018 when Russia started stocking up. 2008, rather, started stocking up gold. Stocking up gold. Now, 2014, they start selling off all their dollars and buying gold because they are saying, what's a dollar? Because actually, what is a dollar? It is all based on the trust that people have with American economy. But now, do you know 40% of the dollars in circulation were printed in the last 12 months? They are also doing a Uganda. Inflation is high. It's like they are doing things like 40% of the dollars in circulation in the world were printed in the last 1 year. So the value is going down. Some people are saying, why are we keeping stocking up all these dollars? What are they going to help us? Now, when the war in Ukraine comes and so on, when those people realize that Putin is planning to move away from the dollar system, because he first threatened it, we are selling oil to China and they will pay us in our currency. America comes up. Previously, of course, Gaddafi tried that and you know what happened to him. Then Saddam Hussein also tried that and you know what happened to him. But Putin is a different ballgame. First of all, he has nuclear weapons, which are even more than America's. Number two, he's a member of the UN Security Council. Number three, which is also very important, is previously those Western countries had control over their populations and they could convince their populations, even when they are going to fight very wicked wars like the ones of Gaddafi and all that, they would convince their population that it is for the general good. Okay? But now, after COVID, their populations don't trust them at all because they saw a sample of what these people wanted. By the way, I have not seen anything now like what happened in Canada. You remember the truckers in Canada? You remember what happened to them? When the truckers went and said that they are going to demonstrate until all COVID restrictions are removed. Now that guy, you know how they say, Putin, the real dictator is that guy in Canada. I have never seen a more demonic face than that guy. I saw him giving a speech saying how now they are going to use a wartime rule to deal with truckers who are there. Now what they did is, the issue was who is giving them money. And the money was coming from people all over. People were donating $5, $10, $20, $50, $100. So the truckers were there, they were warm, they said we are not going to leave until it is done. So now they traced all the bank accounts of people who were contributing to the truckers. And then Google Maps just showed their residences, zoop, like that. They closed their bank accounts for the only reason, actually, just contributing money to the truckers. They closed their bank accounts. They came, some of them were arrested. And so on. And people said, so this is the democracy we're talking about all along. I am trusting a credit card and a bank, and they can close it down for something as trivial as you gave $20 to truckers to buy food when they are protesting. So now even there, people started pulling out. And now that's one of the most like wasted countries in terms of, you know, that's why they are used. That one and New Zealand, Canada and New Zealand, they are pilot projects for the kind of control that the New World Order is going to have. By the way, now I realize that we have more liberty here than those people. Amen? Because people can still contribute to things which... Amen? But they closed people. So now, when people saw how easy it was, people started pulling out money from banks and saying, we have to find something else. Now, suddenly, nobody believes that those people are the righteous people and Putin is the evil person. They are fighting evil. No, nobody believes. Only fools believe that. And I hope none of you is one of them. They are actually the evil people. They are the ones who locked down the whole world for a flimsy sickness which they started, which they manufactured. And they had more of that sickness in a Ukraine lab, which was recently captured by Putin, thank God. Because we are going to be in one virus after the other, one lockdown until everybody is subdued. But you see, God had to create a diversion. Because they were planning. Now they have gone back to COVID. You've seen, right? Now they have. But they have a serious diversion there. But the reality is that for the first time ever, people have had issues with the American dollar being the reserve currency. Why should everything be transferred to dollars? And of course, they do everything. They have done everything to keep it that way. Remember when Museveni had just taken power, they tried this barter trade. Some of you are old enough to understand. Like Roger here. Roger was very old at that time. So now he tried barter trade with Tanzania that we want tractors, they give us, we give them maize in exchange for tractors. Now, of course, America cannot allow that because that means you're going to get their dollar. Because now we'll have to buy our maize, get dollars, then give Tanzania, and they also, if you want anything from there, they also get dollars. You understand? So do not underestimate the power of that fact that everybody has to change their currency to dollars to purchase anything in the world. It is, especially oil, it is very, very powerful because actually every transaction has to be sanctioned by the American government in the world, even between Uganda and Kenya and what, everything else, because everyone has to transfer to dollars. Now, I saw the real war happening when Russia, which supplies 40% of the oil and gas to Europe, said that we shall only, from now onwards, if you want our oil, we shall only accept rubles, which is the Russian currency. We don't want your dollars. Then Europe was like, yeah, no, we cannot, what, we are not. But they bought rubles quietly. And guess what happened? The value of the ruble went up because people are now getting the, because they need the oil. Okay? They need the oil. Thankfully, they are going in summer now so they can confuse. But as soon as August and September comes and they are going, they need the oil because they need the gas to keep warm. So then afterwards, he signs, between China and Russia, very, very big deals. Each one shall use their currency. So China can use rubles to buy the oil. And since China is the world's biggest exporter of anything, biggest trader, imagine if they did away with the dollar, which they are trying to, by the way. But then China also not stupid. They know that nobody is going to trust the yuan, their currency. You can't start saying, but you know they have forced it on some African countries which they own now, including Uganda. Now they have forced us to put some of our things in yuan because they have one of them. Countries like Uganda, Rwanda, Kenya, I'm not so sure Tanzania is one of them, but Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe, so many countries. But anyway, they know it can never be what the dollar was because the dollar still accounts for like 90% of what? World trade and world for reserve currency. About 60. But anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is this. There's something I'm trying to build. I'm not here to teach politics. I'm here to tell you that there's a system which God is dismantling for us. Because when the new system comes, now finally, we can also come up as people. Because now, the other day, Russia did now one thing. It said now it is backing up their currency against gold. Because this thing of the dollar ended. Previously, all currencies were backed up against gold. Now, in 1971, American removed that and said, now you just trust the dollar for what it is. Forget about gold. So the dollar is the dollar, just take it the way it is. That was Richard Nixon. Then afterwards, he sent a certain man called Henry Kissinger, who is alive, but he must be like approaching 500 years old. That's a joke. but still very influential. So he sent that man to go and negotiate all over the world that people now start. So that's when they introduced the petrol dollar. Petrol has to be transacted in dollars. Then eventually it moved out from petrol to everything else in dollars. Now America had a total stranglehold on world trade. So they could even afford to send the industries to China because after all, everything is going to be in what? But now China wants to fight back, but they are not fighting back using the yuan. Now do you know what they did? What are these currencies called? Like Bitcoin and what? What are they called? Cryptocurrencies. Now they started one which is by the Bank of China. And now, the advantage they have is that they will start and pilot it with a few people within their country. But after some time, because they have the advantage of they own their citizens, they will, within a short time, they will tell everybody, now all of you have to do this. And of course, the citizens will have to comply. And suddenly, they have 1.3 billion people on their thing. And that's like 1/5 of the world's population, just like that. Now they can start convincing other countries. But now when they come to Uganda, they don't have to convince. You understand? So now also the euro are saying, we also want to the euro to become the world currency. We also want what? But now what that is going to bring? This war in Ukraine, by the way, man, I didn't know how powerful it was until recently. Because the war is not actually Ukraine. The war is when America realized that Russia was trying to cut away the petrodollar. They started putting their missiles right on the Russian border in Ukraine and trying to convince Ukraine to join NATO so that they can do that. Then Putin says, no, I cannot let you do that. So he had to fight back. But do not think. Then they say he's crazy, he's mad. And I see some people saying those things. Ah, Putin is crazy, Putin is crazy. And there is a time we would believe those things. I remember a time when they said they chased China out of the World Cup, that because they used to use witchcraft, when you'd kick a ball, the goalkeeper would see 5 balls. Yeah? So even if he catches 3, of the other 2 is the one which is the real one. Did you hear those stories? But you know, China has qualified only once for the World Cup, and it was recent. But they said they chased them away. And you know, that is deliberate propaganda. And that's how they destroyed it, because they have their propaganda. Then they also had the propaganda. And now this Western Empire, had control over people's minds, people's thinking. First of all, they have control over our education, over our admiration, you understand? So people admire to be like them, and then they project that thing on you on Hollywood. You know, that's how they destroyed the communism. Because you can only be as strong as people perceive you to be, isn't it? So they will produce movies where one American guy kills a whole battalion of Russians. It's just a movie, but it somehow influences your head. Somehow influences. So even when Bush attacked, when Saddam in 1991, and America went, Saddam attacked Kuwait, and America went there in what was Operation Desert Storm. Roger was already a big man in those years. So he knows what I'm talking about. Some of you don't. Now, what happened is some guy, people were talking about Saddam has done what, America is doing this, what. Then some guy who had been watching too many movies said, but Saddam is joking, that if Bush gets angry, you will see. Then people said, what will he do? They said, if Bush gets angry, you're joking. So people said, what will he do? That you wait, you will see. If that guy gets angry. Some people were curious. What is it? The guy said, you will send Chuck Norris and Schwarzenegger and Rambo, and you will see. And you know, it messes up people's minds, and actually they start believing those things. And they have that level of projection. But now, what COVID did, while we were away, God was doing powerful things to dismantle that whole system. And we are going to see it dismantling, because it is the Antichrist system. It is the Assyrian system. And God says his way has to do what? His system has to prevail. His system has to prevail. And now you wait when currencies are backed up against gold. Guess which continent has no minerals? Europe. And then at about the same time, God will bring governments here which are not going to be so stupid to give all our minerals away. Then we will see who is first world and who is third world. Praise the Lord. Because now it is just based on some system there. Because now a country like England, they have nothing. They don't have a single mineral. They don't have oil. They don't have nothing. They just have universities which people admire. That's it. Like you, if you split that country, they are like actually real third world. Absolute third world. And now that is in spite of so many years of stealing from so many colonies. Now, when push comes to shove, and now currencies are backed up against actual things, gold, diamond, and things which, you know, you will see who is first world and who is what? Third world. And then you will know why, like we are in a special country, by the way. Praise the Lord. Make no mistake about it. You wait, you will see. Now these things, that's why I'm telling you that you have to think big. And by big, I mean global big. Because those people are going to come and start investing here. You will see. They will. I mean, everything is going to be focused right here. And you see, God does that. Because Russia, communism, no Christianity, 70 years. Then he says, that's exactly where the end time move is going to start. Do you know that guy said? That guy, he said that there's going to be a whole band of missionaries coming out of Russia who will evangelize the whole world, even and especially America. Then the Americans say, what? Aren't we the owners of the gospel? No, you are not. No, you are not. Praise the Lord. They are what? They are not. Any country that gives us presidents like Obama and Biden cannot be custodians of the gospel. How can you give us Antichrist? And then you think the gospel is... I mean, really? Seriously? But now, thankfully, nobody takes that old man seriously. Like, things have come... By the way, now I realize that maybe it was a good thing for Trump not to come back a second time. Because now for that system to crash, it needed, maybe he'll come back again, but for that system to crash, it needed somebody as weak as him, and they put him there themselves. And they are the ones who caused, now their populations are split in the middle. That's what they used to do to other people. When they want to overthrow Libya, they can go and use all their TV channels to deceive that, that a dictator, what? And they steal, you know what they call, you know, stealing? You know stealing? Stealing, another word for stealing is froze. That Europe froze Libya's assets. That's another word for saying they stole their assets. You understand? That's like daylight robbery. So they go and invest in your countries, then you come and start a war with them and say we've frozen, which actually means we have stolen your money. Get used to it. And that's what they do. So now all the billions of dollars which Gaddafi put in Europe, all of them were stolen. So if you have a problem with Gaddafi, give them to the new Libya. Give them back their money. Will they? They never will. Then they come up, now these things. By the way, let me tell you, that system is full of wicked people. Imagine this Russian guy goes and buys a football club, invests £2 billion. Then they come and say, because you're close to Putin, we have taken it. And they just take it. Because they can. So now what happens when Biden is trying to fight? Because Russia is benefiting. They had Hillary Clinton saying that we are going to bleed them dry. You see? As in like Russia go fight, make the war in Ukraine take very long until Russia ran out of resources. The only problem with that is that now the oil they are selling it at a much higher price than before. So they're actually getting richer because of the. Now, when Biden tried to tell Saudi Arabia to produce more oil so that the price can be low, can come back to where it was so that Russia does not benefit, guess what? Saudi Arabia did not even pick his call. That empire is collapsing, by the way. Have you ever had Saudi Arabia not picking the call of the US president? And guess who else didn't? UAE. Iran. They told Iran that the deal which Donald Trump pulled out of, we can put you back. Iran said, no, we don't want. We can't trust you. Now, if we can't trust you, it means also we can't trust your what? Your dollar. Where you are 8%, 7% inflation, and where in 1 year you produce 40%, you print 40% of the currency. Now, why should countries stockpile dollars that we are safe, we have dollars? Yet America can wake up and print dollars and your money becomes useless. But that's also good because, you know, our national debt is in dollars. So the more worthless they become, the better for us. So then they become, so they say now, your national debt is how many million dollars? How many billion dollars? And before it was a lot, but now billion dollars, it's okay. But we are the ones who have the gold. And we are the ones, of course, right now, because of our leaders, it's being siphoned and taken elsewhere and so on. But it is okay, because there is a lot more where that came from. God is never too what? It's not too late. He's not being taken up by time. He has the world that is like he's on a chill. He knows the end of these things. But I'm telling you this. When God shifts empires for us, we had better be ready for big things. The trouble is, you know what he says? You limit the Holy One of Israel. Where he actually wants big, big things. I was talking to somebody who told me that now when I find a small-time thinker, I immediately move away and even carry my coffee and go somewhere else. Because there is nothing as contagious as small thinking. You're thinking big things, big things. Then somebody comes and says, man, rent. Then you say, what? Rent. Excuse me? Okay. Take your coffee somewhere and start what? Now, of course, don't be offended if your issues are rent. But let me tell you, the solution to small-time problems is big thinking. I'm telling you the truth. The minute you shift your mind, the only reason that thing is a problem is because you've kept your mind on it. The minute you shift your mind away from it, it will cease to be a problem. And I know that because I've been there. You start one day thinking about, but how can I? Have you ever, unfortunately, sometimes I get myself talking these things because of politics, but I can never think about things like the price of fuel. Now fuel is fine. I don't know what price fuel is. Okay? I don't know. There are certain things I don't want to know, and I don't know. Now somebody told me, the other day I'd gone to my former workplace, and I said, where is everybody that they are working from home? I said, you people, how can you work from home? Don't you enjoy being with people and what? Now they are saving on fuel expense. So I said, okay, I understand. But I don't. I'm being honest with you. Now, it can only be a problem when you put it in your mind. You think big things. I'm thinking about big things, thrones and what, and you're telling me fuel. Are you kidding me? It cannot be nothing. Now I'm challenging you. Don't limit God, okay? You try thinking bigger things. Things like school fees for some of you are studying. Things that when you already have a big plans for yourself, there is a way those things sort themselves out, when you put your mind on bigger things, because you trivialize them. You trivialize them and they become trivial. Now you start thinking about her. Rent. Price of fuel. And that's even a bigger problem for people who have cars. Some of you are not yet even at the level of what? You are like me, you don't know the price of fuel. But for a different reason than me. But for a different reason. I'm being honest with you. Now, a time comes, let me tell you, everybody has to start. I was telling somebody who is, I know, the guy said, you know, for the first time, I flew business class. I said, what? You? Like, why do people, when somebody starts giving you this thinking, and now people think that it is mad, and I remember I used to think the same. When people start giving you this thinking that we are in the same flight, we arrive at the same time, and what? What difference does it make? We breathe the same air. Do you know you're actually stationing yourself in life? You're creating a station for yourself in life. I'm telling you. And now everything will treat you economy. Economy. And you wonder why some... Now the minute you decide... Now here is the funny thing. I remember when I used to go to Nairobi in a bus. Eh? And then you go. And then there are even these executive. But executive in purgatory. You know those, eh? Simanyu, what executive, where you sit and over what? They even give you a cup of black coffee, eh? So, there's one that time called Scandinavian, eh? It even had air conditioning, what? So, I've made it in life. Eh? But then you take 12 hours to get to Nairobi. I mean, really. Then one day I boarded it. I said, hey, man, we delayed. I left at 7 a.m. I arrived at Kampala at 9 p.m. in executive. Eh? Then I said, this is the last time I'm ever going to take this bus to Nairobi. I just made up my mind. I decided. The next time I wanted to go to Nairobi, somebody bought for me a ticket. I did not buy it for myself. But I just made the decision in me that this is the end. I'm through with buses. And I upgraded my level. It is not done out there. It is done here. It is done inside you. Everything is inside you. Decide to be big. So, you can make that decision and it sticks. And you say, no, I'm not going to do this. This is not my level. Okay? I cannot stay in this house. This is not my level. And you make the decision inside you. And you impose it, and it will become reality very, very soon. It's just a question of how much you believe it. Then, okay, then I also went at another level of what? Flying. Eh? But then also behind in Kayora. Eh? Then one day something happened. I remember there are some guys who know me there at the airport. So the guy calls me, I'm in Nairobi. Watchman, are you coming back today? Your flight says you're coming back today. Are you coming back today? I said, yes. He says, okay, I've arranged somebody to meet you and what? Then this guy arranges for people to meet me and what? Then I realized that all this and I'm going to economy. Eh? So I said, this is the last time I'm ever going to fly what? Economy. Now, let me tell you something. The same person, I'm not just telling stories. Eh? I didn't bring you here to tell you stories. Eh? These things are very, it is all here, okay? God put the creative yourself, your creative self inside of you. The same person who used to buy for me economy tickets, when I never told him anything. I did not tell him anything. But I just decided inside myself that I am never going to fly economy again. Do you know what this guy did? He put me on the first seat in economy, eh? So, and now you know those guys, these people know, like, there's a way they can, after the plane takes off, before the plane takes off, you look like you're the same. Then after the plane takes off, the air hostess comes and draws the curtain, and really shows you for you those heads. That thing got to me, eh? But of course it is God. Some things you just notice because God wants to tell you now. Eh? Upgrade. Eh? So it hurt me because I was seated there, the first seat. Then I was saying, Then the other side, they are serving different things. I said, why am I here? So I said, now the same person, when I made the decision in my mind, the very same person who used to buy for me economy tickets, the next time I was traveling, he actually bought for me. Okay, it was here, but premier class. Without me telling him anything. But I'd made up my mind. Now, if you don't get something out of this, I'm telling you, let me tell you, everything is determined from inside you. Somebody was telling me, I don't know why. Even now, I'll give you an example. Even the way people treat, let's say, a girl they are dating. Why do you think somebody will say, we go out somewhere, then after he says, quarter is a border. And then he enters his car and drives away. And another girl, that same guy will drive even up to Mukono. Why? But for you, you're supposed to jump on a taxi to what? To Mukono. It is about how that, it's not the other person, it is you. If you valued yourself like that, somebody will give you boda money. That's what he sees. And that thing cannot be cheated. You only have to go and decide that I am not at that level. It is a system, it cannot be cheated. Then the next time somebody takes you out, you say, where do you stay? I stay in Kayunga. He says, okay, I will take you. Can you imagine? Yet, previously, someone would not even drop you near here. He says, hey, can't you take a Uber? Then he gives you a 20K. Take a Uber. And then even the place where he takes you. You understand? You decide it from here. You will see the same guy who was taking you somewhere else deciding that this time let's go here. And you made up your mind inside you. Okay? Through the wonder of meditation. And meditatively determine that this is my level. I am not going back to the other level. And by the way, I'm telling you, like, if you don't learn that, if you do not get a word, and you open Mark chapter 4, verse. You know, we are not reading the scripture. I was just telling stories. First of all, before I go to Mark chapter 4, open Isaiah 14, verse 24. Isaiah 14, verse 24. Abraham, were you in Omoro barring or what? You dressed like what? You are the MC at the funeral. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so it shall come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Now, if you know Isaiah 14, it starts by talking about Lucifer, fallen, what? Then now he's talking about the Assyrian Antichrist system. That I will break the Assyrian in my land and on my mountains, tread him underfoot. Then his yoke of COVID, of debt, of what shall be removed from them, and his burden removed from their shoulders. Because that system was meant to keep us permanently in yoke. There is a yoke there. Even when you're beginning to do something, they will come up with a virus to keep you down, keep you permanently down. So he says, then his yoke shall be removed from them and his burden removed from their shoulders. Now, the time of people putting yokes on us, by the way, ended. This is a scripture that was supposed to accompany the other thing I was saying before I got into stories. But today is a public holiday, so we have to tell stories. Although you wouldn't tell it's a public holiday from the way these guys are. What? And this is the... and this is the purpose... You know how to share you, Ebi? Because I've been on Roger too much. He doesn't look his years, but he's not young. When is your 50th birthday? This is the purpose that is purposed against the whole earth. And this is the land that is stretched over all the nations. This is the hand that is stretched over all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who will annul it? I am telling you now what is happening. They cannot annul it. His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? That is the reality. Now, the yoke is being taken off. Praise the Lord. Because the truth is, can't let it out. They permanently yoke. They will do something. A yoke, if you even try to come up, they will come up with a war. It has to happen. Because you're supposed to stay in a certain place. And that is the system they created. The only way we could come out of that system is when the system is broken. And something new comes. And now this is what we are seeing. And read again. Go get verse 24 and we read it again. It says, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so it shall come to pass. And as I have purposed, so it shall stand. Now, for that I will break the Assyrian in my land. That is, I will break the Antichrist system in my land. And on my mountains, tread him underfoot. Then his yoke shall be removed from them, and his burden removed from their shoulders. It says somewhere ahead there, this is the purpose that is purposed against the whole earth. So there was a yoke that was on all the earth. And God says he's removing it and putting it underfoot. And this is the hand that is stretched over all nations. And somewhere it says ahead there that the people who despised you will serve you. Amen? The people who did what? Will serve you. This is the time we had, because they realize they have nothing. We have everything. Because God has favored us in this time. Praise the Lord. And God has favored people who had been out of, cut out. Where he says, Russia is going to cause the world's biggest evangelism, Russia. Which, and now that guy said, the other guy again, he said that the Lord is pleased with them because for them, you tell them one spiritual vision, one vision, even a dream. He says, the Russian youth, one dream, the guy will jump on it and run with it. Then he said, you people in America, you're too exposed to prophecy. You take it lightly. Whereas those guys, one thing, you even tell him, I had this dream about you. And the guy says, hey, what? What? And that's enough. He doesn't need any other thing. Just the dream you have is enough, and he runs with that. So now those are the people who actually have the, you know, that spirit, because they are easy to ignite, very easily ignitable. Now people who have been overexposed become very difficult to ignite, because everything, they are comparing it with something past, what? And like, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. That's why you find them coming and telling Jesus, show us a sign. But they've never seen him healing people. But they say, show us another one. Huh? Do you see such an entitled people? That then he says that the people of Tyre and Sidon will rise up against you and judge you. Because if they had seen the things you people saw, they would not have been destroyed. And the people of Sodom. And he said that. He said, because you've seen things, but they come and say, show us a sign. Then Jesus looks at them and says, what? You've been seeing things. You've seen lame people walking. You've seen blind eyes see. But you still say, show us a sign. Now, then he says, no sign will be shown to you apart from the sign of Jonah, who was in the fish of the belly 3 days. I say, that's it. But then after refusing to show them a sign, he goes the other side and heals somebody else. Because he doesn't do it because they want it. You know that. So anyhow, so let's go to the other one. Mark chapter 4. Verse 26. First of all, verse 13. First start from verse 13. He says, and he said to them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? I want you to look at this. This is the parable of the sower, which Jesus is talking about. Then when they asked him to explain, he says, if you don't understand this one, you will not understand anything. This is the root of everything. This is the foundational parable. This is where it all starts and ends. So you have to understand this for you to even try to understand the other. Now go to verse 26. And he says, and the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. Now, in those few words, Jesus summarizes the kingdom of God. Just like that. The kingdom of God is like this. Somebody plants something, goes to sleep. It sprouts. He doesn't know how it sprouts. Nobody knows. First of all, you have to go to sleep. Nobody stands at the garden and starts looking to see if the seed is going to know. You go to sleep. Then he says, but it sprouts. And he doesn't know how. Because there is a principle which is above him, which was set by God. So he knows once I put the seed there, it's going to sprout. He goes to sleep. And should sleep by night and rise by day. And the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. Okay? For the earth yields crops by itself. Now that is the thing. So you plant a seed of traveling first class.
and you don't know how, but somehow it yields growth. You understand what I'm saying? This is what I was saying. Everything you want, you plant the seed here, and you don't know how the earth brings it forth. And it's talking about your word. So when you receive anything, you actually have the ability to once receive it, plant it inside you, and seed it, and then go to sleep. Then you wake up and it has materialized. Somebody who used to buy for you economically said, this time I decided let me buy for you. Not that I couldn't buy for myself, but he took on the responsibility on himself. So this time I decided let me buy for you, first class. And I did not tell him, but I had planted the seed. You see? And now when he sees, I didn't tell him that story about the seed. They closed the curtains. Nothing. But now, the same person who was seeing economy, he is now seeing first class. The same man who was seeing taking you somewhere is now taking you another place. You see, eh? Because the seed was planted inside you. And now, then he says, but when the grain ripens, first go back to the previous verse. Now, this is also very important as we come to a close. This is very, very important. First the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. Have you been to churches where they are saying that we're going to have a breakthrough? Yeah, they're going to get breakthrough. It is not going to happen. Firstly, you understand? That is what, and I know. Somebody who I know, whom have taught these principles of prosperity, of first the blade, then the head, then the full grain. You understand? In other words, it's a gradual thing. So now somebody says, I'm expecting someday I'm going to get $10 million. He has never even handled $100,000. Then he's, unless I want to get from another place which is not the kingdom of God. But Jesus here said, this is how the kingdom of God is. Okay? You start with this, then the other, then the other, then the full grade. And it is a gradual thing. Those things of breakthrough which people teach in churches, it is a lie. And once I hear somebody saying that, somebody whom I respect, actually, is a man of God, told me, wait, what is going to happen? I'm going to surprise you here with this. I looked at him. I said, okay, I'll wait to be surprised. Now let me tell you, I'm not keeping my fingers crossed. It is not going to happen. I know the progression. This is how Jesus is. And now, some people run away from me because they want people to excite them. Yeah? But you are going to get what? First the head, first the blade, first the blade, then the head, and after that the full grain. That is what Jesus said. That's how the kingdom goes. But when you go at his pace, he will get there. You understand? Eh? And now because we are in end time, the reality is everything is speeded up. That's not even proper English, but it's okay. You understand? Eh? I was once the best columnist. So my English is always right. But what do they say? Everything is what? Sped up. It's sped up right. Sped up. Anyway. Depends on what university you went to. Like care you people say, engineer. Oh, anyway, so I'm joking. Don't be offended. If you're are you say what? That's engineer. Name would you? But anyway, go back. I want the other one. First the what? First the head. First the blade. Then the head. And I please understand this. It works properly. The way you sow a seed, it is definite. Just like the sowing seed, and by seed I'm not meaning sowing seed of money. Okay? I'm meaning sowing seed of a word which you get and believe that this is me, this is who I am, this is what I believe about myself. It enters you and then it starts graduating slowly. You start somewhere, then you go to another place, then you go to another place, then you go to another place, and now there is no end in sight because don't get excited. Because when you get excited, I've seen people like that. They get excited, it does not happen, and then after long ago, long time ago. And it starts slowly. And not necessarily slowly, but my point is it can move a bit fast. So do not say I'm telling you to wait 10 years. No, 10 years probably will already be ruptured. So I'm telling you that it can be in a short time, but there has to be a process. This is how God does these things. There has to be a process. So can you conceptualize something of $10 billion? You didn't even know what to do with it. So if God gave it to you when you don't, you would be an irresponsible parent. It would be like me giving my car keys to my 13-year-old daughter. I can't do that. So God has to, so first build it inside you. So if it's $10 million sounds big, it's just because you've not meditated on it. Go and meditate. It's just as simple as that. Go and see yourself there. Put yourself there. Go there. Be there. Conceptualize it there. And then, after some time, if you get it, God will not be an irresponsible parent. You are capable of doing what? Of handling it. So, in the scripture, it says, Jesus, a man called his servants and gave one talent, another two talents, another five talents, according to their capacity. Now, it's up to you actually to build your capacity. Now, these are the things we have to talk about, because the reason I talked about the other and I talked about this one is because in a few years, all of you, your capacity would have to be much bigger than what it is right now. Imagine God has shifted empires for you and you're still thinking about rent. Eh? You know that once happened to the children of Israel. God tells them, go and build the temple. They go, one king tries to fight them, God removes the king. Another one tries to fight them, God removes the king. Then God puts a king who would support them, but now they had lost interest. So he had to send for them Haggai, the prophet. And Haggai came and told them that, you see, you are planting a lot, but it will be nothing. You cover yourself with a lot of things, but you are not warm. Because you've forgotten them. But they tried, then God shifted empires and they lost interest. And now he has shifted. Now God is shifting empires for us. Now, are we going to think small? Eh? Some people, you have tried big things before. Minerals, what, and it didn't work out. That doesn't mean it's not going to work out again. Praise the Lord. It can work out now. Empires have been shifted. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So now, even if it didn't work out before, example, it can work now. Empires have been shifted. Everything. Some people have tried big international trade. Then it didn't work out. Then they, what happens is when they start, and I know people like that, when they start before their time. They start before their time. Then they go, it doesn't work out. Then they become number one pessimists. When somebody else tries it, they say, aha. Also, you are going, you will see. Yeah, I know those things. But the man went before his time. Now for you, go in your time, and actually everything is so simple. Praise the Lord. Now, big dreams. Do not limit the Holy One of Israel. That's what he said. They limited, you talk about the children of Israel, when they were in. Can you imagine, he gets them to the promised land, and then they say, we saw giants there. Then he said, giants. I destroyed the whole of Egypt for you. Didn't you see that? How can you tell me about that? Then he says, you are limiting the Holy One of Israel. Now, that is where we are. Well, now, if you have problems of rent, manya fuel, manya what, let me give you the solution. Think about international thing. Yeah? Wake up and think international thing. You will wonder how rent sorted itself out. I'm telling you. Because big dreams swallow small dreams. Big dreamers swallow small dreamers, isn't it? When somebody dreams bigger than you, you will serve him. So if you don't want to be a servant, dream big also. It is automatic. When somebody has a bigger dream than yours, you are going to serve him. It's just that simple. So now, we are called not to be ordinary, you know, the usual thing. Yeah, testimonies. Sometimes I fear even asking people to give me testimonies. Because they can depress you. I'm being honest. Sometimes even in what? Partners meeting. Eh? I fear to ask people for testimony. Because now, when I come and I see, I'm expecting big things, man. I really am expecting big things. Even if it doesn't happen, tell me I'm pursuing this. Excite me. Like, it doesn't have to have happened. It's okay. But you pursue something big that somebody comes and tells you, man, I was 3 months behind and my landlord forgave me. And then I'm okay, like, okay, that's a miracle. But man, you're depressing. Like, that's, like, honestly, I'm even, honest, that's so, when they are, you ask, when they are giving testimonies, I'm away. And usually when I come, I say, what a big testimony. You come and give it again. Because people can come and give this praise to the Lord. Amen. Now, the other day, those are things which people, 20 years ago, when you say, I didn't have transport, then I boarded the taxi. Then the conductor forgot to ask me for my Now if you hear that in this dispensation, honestly, when God is taking us places, surely, man, we shall get depressed. I remember one time when I was moving from Kamoja to going to town in the Kasana, walking. Now, when I reach around Kitante, Primary, I did have transport, of course. Now, when I reach around Kitante, Primary, the taxi stops. And then the man tells me, I said, I'm not going. Then somebody behind says, no, it's okay, wait, I'll pay for you. Some guy, a friend of mine, had seen me walking and he knew things were tight. Find out the taxi guy, he made it out of the way, they must have spent it. So now, I almost thought of saying that I'm not going to get out of pride. But I said, it's pride, it's Kasana. So I just said, I don't want to. But you know, you enter when you are very humble. So I went out and entered and sat like this. When I reached, I said, I don't think I thank you very much. He said, it's okay, man. So that was the testimony. But imagine if I gave it now. But people would get depressed. So now, we don't want small time thinker. Next time we ever ask people for testimony, and you come with those testimonies, we are going to call for you security. You know what happens when that happens? Those things happen. Even people who have big testimonies, now suddenly they feel that they cannot give them. Because they feel like they are going to be proud. Okay? Because imagine you are going to say, now, you know, I've been believing God to own my own bank and what. Then somebody gives a testimony of how they paid for you in taxi. Then you say, this is not the right place to what? This is not the right forum. So you wait for the proper forum to give your testimony. So now, we shall ask you, and I'm just saying this to challenge you as I come to an end, that please, God is shifting empires for us. So we have to think big. Big, big, big. Things which you have no right to think about. That's where God starts. When you think, I have no right to even think about it, that's where God starts. If it is within your, if it is something within your reach, it's not a testimony. That God does not need to be involved. Okay? For instance, if I told you I'm believing God for a Range Rover, that's not a testimony. I can get it in 2 weeks if I wanted it. I know how to get it. But it has to be something big. You understand? Where somebody looks at you and says, now that's where God is. Because now you have absolutely no ability to get it of your own. That's where you need the grace of God. Amen? Where somebody will look at you and say, what? You said what? You. then you say, now, finally, I've arrived. This is the kind of testimony that. Now, you start, but don't just talk about it. Because the experts are talking things. Eh? And by the way, it's also good to talk. But don't talk before you build it inside you. Praise the Lord. Before you what? Somebody will talk you out of it. First, build it with it. There are things which I know inside, even if I told you. Eh? Even if you doubted me, and you told me how it's not possible, I will laugh at you. Eh? But if I told Mr. Obari that I'm going to be the leader of my country, I don't care what his opinion is. I am going to be. There is no way you can convince me otherwise. So even if the whole world gathered at my mom, it is not possible. But there was a time which, when if I told it to you and you discouraged me, I would have been discouraged. But I first kept quiet. You first do what? Hey, now you cannot convince me, I know, and I am not gambling, and I know what I believed. Now, some of you say, but if you believe it doesn't happen, first of all, it's going to happen. Second, even if it doesn't happen, I believed it for you. What did you do? Because first of all, while I'm believing that, I can't fail to get rid of you well. Because I've projected myself very high. You understand? For you are dreaming about rent. You know people fear. My brother told me about some guy who went to get a tag in school. Faith school. Hey, let me finish. Okay. Who went to get a tag in faith school. So they teach, they inculcate in you that thing of faith. It's not just Bible school. It is real practical, whatever. They call you, pray for a sick person. Call you, pray for a sick person. There, pray for them. Get them healed. And it is real practical. You leave that place when you know what. You know that about God is God's healing power. Now, those are the sort of Bible schools I could have gone to. Because you don't, they don't just give you head knowledge. They teach you about healing scriptures, then they say, there's somebody sick here. Come and what? Come and heal them. Somebody reminded me of some guy who went, okay, I'm going to come back again. Some guy went abroad to China and said that that he wanted Katuti, you know those things of looking for places to preach. And say, I come from a powerful church. In our church, lame people walk, blind people see. So he thought he was going to impress them. Eh? So the Chinese man told him, hey, we have a lame person here, come and show us. The guy took off. Because he was just talking. Now, this guy came from the Kedrajic school. So my brother told me they would go with him to a crusade. Then he stands there, and now they are in Nairobi, in a very, very Muslim neighborhood. The guy stands there and says that, I pray for somebody who is very sick, like something which is seeable. So they brought for him a blind person. He says, aha, this is what I want. If this person does not see, then Jesus is not Lord. Then, my brother told me when he would say that, all of them would take off. Because, but for him, he would say, if this person does not see, then Jesus is not Lord. Then the guy would start whatever. Then he prays for the guy. Now, the truth is, sometimes the thing didn't happen. But other times it happened. Now, only a fool will look at the time it did not happen. But when it happens once, that is enough. You understand? But it actually happens so many times. The guy would get them to see. And the guy says, he prays for the person sees. Then he says, ah, what more do you want? Come and receive the Lord. And man, Muslims come like this, man. Hey. Muslims come. And actually, so, believe for big things. Praise the Lord. Have you ever raised a dead person? At least try. Have you ever tried raising a dead person? In Mulago. Some, I'm telling you, I've tried. The person did rise from the dead. But at least for me, I did what? Yes. So I'd go to pray for some guy told me his uncle, I think, was sick. So I'd go there and pray for him to get healed. Now I arrived there, I said, man, I found him there. I said, unfortunately, the guy has died. They had just taken him to a hide room there and covered him with a kasuka. I said, no, you're joking. Show me where he is. So I went there. I said, show me where he is. I entered. I told the guys, get out. I had to be like Jesus. know, I was young. And like, if you don't do these things when you're young, some of you are young, but you fear taking risks. So, I was left there alone with them, with the cop. There, alone. So I first removed the Lucas shield. Then I started praying. Then I prayed. Then I remembered somebody said that he started by feeling the feet. What? Oh. So I said, I think the feet might be what. I'm telling you the truth. This is how this is. I went to the feet. Yeah? And I touched. They were bored. Like, so I prayed. Yeah? Then I pressed, then I would touch, then I would sense warm, but it was me who was warm. Then after some time, man, I said, but anyway, was he born again? He's in a better place. But things are determined. Now, some of you are young, but you've never tried anything. Nothing. You are scared even to do something small. When are you going to try big things? But by the way, let me tell you, there's a time I prayed for a guy, a soldier. What? I used to go to Mulago almost 3 times a day. He had shot him at his leg and got paralyzed completely. So he was completely paralyzed. So if I'm not mistaken, bed, both legs, but I would always find him in bed. So one day I reached there, and this time I felt a surge of faith. So I prayed for the man. Now it had become like a routine. For him, he thought it was a routine. Now you've come to pray for me. Young man, what? I said, no, I've come to God, is going to heal you today. And in 3 days, you are going to be discharged from this place, completely healed. So I prayed for the man. And the leg came back, healed. And in 3 days, he was discharged. So I have this. And that is true. So not, it wasn't just negative things of boxes which refused to get me. There were also positive things. By the way, powerful things which happened in that place. Praise the Lord. So now I am telling you that if you seek now, and you want, let me even first call you out. Just pray in tongues. I'm hearing something like a womb, something a womb complication, something to do with a womb. Something in the womb. Something. Literal. Anybody has a problem? Or you're scared to come out? Okay, if you don't want to come out, it's okay. But the person is safe. Now, I'm seeing somebody who was. Okay, I don't even know if this is a sickness, but smelly feet, and say, lady, but your feet smell badly, even when you wear, you try, but you don't have to. In the name of Jesus, it is done. And even that uterus person, you will not have an operation, but the healing is going to manifest in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Just pray, thanks. Thank you. If somebody wants a trip which is in balance, but I release it to you in the name of Jesus, some place you are supposed to go in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing here who have a powerful healing ministry, and what I was saying here was just a confirmation, was just an encouragement for them. It was said for their benefit, so and they know themselves, they have a powerful, powerful healing ministry. And but there are two people. And now this is going to transform in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you because you touch each and every person in this place, and you bring us to where you want us to be. I want you to say, I open my heart. Lord, put in me big dreams. That fit into what you want me to pursue. Say it again. Say, I open my heart, O Lord. Now say it loud, everybody. Don't say it.
I open my heart, Lord.
For you to install in me big dreams. And I will pursue them. Say, I will pursue them. Because your grace is with me. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.
That was The Watchman. Join us at our Friday fellowship 6 p.m. at Uma Upper Gardens, Nakawa, Kampala. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @the_UG Watchman, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman. Or send us an email to info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, on how to give, resources and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.